This episode of The Arena, a multi-platform gaming news podcast post-show, is sponsored by, well, of course, you. If you want to learn more about how you can support the show, go to patreon.com/thearena_podcast. Hey everyone, welcome into The Arena, a multi-platform gaming news podcast post-show. This is the episode 62 post-show. I'm your host, Expat, along with my co-host, Turnbase Carl, our other co-host, Burley of Burleyman Gaming on Twitch. He is off this week. He should be back with us next week. So, Carl, how's that tea hanging in there for you?
It's cold at this point, and it's empty, almost. But
almost it's empty, so you got a little bit left.
Huh? Yeah, it still tastes good.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Ready to go.
Ready to go. Good, man. I've still got like a whole bunch of tea here because, you know, all your talking during the regular episode, you know, I just couldn't get to it. So just kidding.
If I was talking a lot, that means you have plenty of time.
I don't have time because I have to be very attentive and I have to listen to what you're saying because you might throw something at me while I'm trying to drink.
I know, right? You can't drink and listen at the same time. Wow. Okay. I learned something new.
No, man. Okay. So first topic I want to throw at you. Have you played Back 4 Blood yet?
When it came to Game drinking. Pass. I couldn't hear you.
Oh, shut up, man. Come on. All right. Okay. That's it. I'm taking my drink right now. For all of you viewers on video, here it goes.
Yeah, we're in the post show. This is what we got to have fun, you know. Back for Blood.
Back for Blood gets a solo campaign. Yeah, did you even play Back for Blood when it came out on Game Pass?
I did not.
I skipped it. Yeah.
I think I booted it up as a cloud game briefly. Where was I? Oh, you know what? This is a terrible example. I was on the plane and I was like, let me see if xCloud works on the plane's Wi-Fi. I know it's not really gonna work. I'm just like, I gotta see what happens. And it booted up and I could play it. Wow. It was really laggy and it kept doing that horrible looking pixelated, you know, image and Back 4 Blood, you could barely play it. Even something I tried that was like more turn-based, like slow pace, like it's still annoying. Obviously, it shows that like if you have a really bad connection, don't even try.
Yeah.
Plain Wi-Fi.
Well, let me read. No. Okay. Well, let me read a little bit of this for you. This is from Polygon.com and ONS Good. Back 4 Blood gets solo campaign progression with December free update, 3 premium expansions in 2022, 2 free updates to close out the year. So Turtle Rock Studios will give Back 4 Blood a solo offline mode that includes campaign progression. According to a post-launch content roadmap the studio revealed on Monday last week, the mode will come in a free update by the end of this year, 2021. Although the solo play in PvE zombie shooter is not as foreboding as its loading screen warns, players felt warded off by its lack of stat tracking and progress toward the in-game accomplishments. Their not unfounded assumption was that the restrictions were Turtle Rock's way of driving folks to multiplayer as the intended experience. The solo offline mode will come in December's free update along with the new supply lines, new cards, and more. November will also see a free Back 4 Blood patch that vaguely promises, quote, quality of life improvements, end quote, and, quote, major bug fixes, end quote. For free content in 2022, Turtle Rock Studios is eyeing a new difficulty mode, a new co-op mode, and more cards, among other improvement. So I don't know. You know, I think the best thing about this is you'll be able to progress in the single player portion of this game. Other than that, I really don't care about much of these other updates. Now I might be interested in actually jumping into it and playing it, knowing that I can actually have a single player campaign that actually can progress. How about you, Carl?
Yeah, that was a complaint I actually heard from some people. That it did seem weird that when you play single player, you can't get any of that progression, but if you play multiplayer, it's not like it's a different game, right? It's still the same game.
Same.
That was weird. So yeah, good on them for adding that, for realizing, you know, basically listening to people's criticism and feedback that that's something that they want.
Yeah.
I think, you know, if you're going to allow single player, there's no reason you shouldn't allow progression, because that's why, I mean, what are you playing for then? I mean, you know, maybe you just enjoy it, but people want that too. I like that this game, I think, has enough popularity and there's enough players that they need to get content out. They need to keep adding stuff.
Yeah.
Otherwise, this game could definitely disappear.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's another game similar to this with World War Z. You know, and World War Z is always adding new content, new locations, things like that. So
I've heard about that one being successful, which is weird because like the movie is, I don't know. I didn't like the movie, but the book was fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, it's basically all multiplayer though. I mean, you're just running and shooting.
It's nothing to do with any of that, right? It's just like, zombies. It's a cool name. That's really, I think that's what they're like. Yes.
Yeah.
Let's take that name and run with it. Who cares if it's anything like it? Zombie games. Right. There's a lot of zombie games out there and you got to do something special to stand out, I think.
Okay, Carl, of course, you probably either listened or watched our last episode where Burley of Burleyman Gaming and I, we talked about our most anticipated games for 2022. And my number two game was, do you remember?
Starfield.
That's correct. Yes.
Should have been your number one, but hey, whatever.
That's not kidding. Okay. Well, my number one, I agree with you, it would have been God of War Ragnarok, but
yeah.
I mean, we didn't get a release date on that. Our friend of the show, Tuil, of course, he on Discord, he threw that, you know, 2022, you know, that Sony had thrown up, but that wasn't shown during the state of play.
They didn't. And I still think that it's a strong possibility for next year.
Yeah,
I just think that they don't want to commit to it because I think there's also a good chance that they might not be, they might not make it. I think they just don't want to be forced into making it next year at this point.
But anyway, I mean, God of War Ragnarok would have been my number one, but it's, you know, and Horizon is, you know, that's definitely coming. It's definitely coming next year, I think. So,
oh, for sure.
Anyway,
Starfield. Definitely coming. Did you see any of the interview stuff with Todd Howard?
I heard about it. Okay, I heard about what he was saying, you know, about the single player, you know. You know,
great stuff. Look, if you're interested in Starfield or just, you know, the Bethesda games in general, listen to the interview he did with Ryan McCaffrey, IGN's Unfiltered. You can read his stuff about the interviews that he had. He did say, he kind of said like, look, we put this in ink, right? Like we put the title, we put the date right there out there. And like, we think, we really think that's going to be the date. Yeah. And he said, it's completely playable from start to end right now.
Yeah.
And they're just, you know, they're still working on things in the game, but they believe, I think they will hit it because the way they did
so much into this.
But the way they did Fallout 4, I mean, they announced it and showed it, what was it, 6 months, I think, prior to its release, and they hit the date. I mean, so they're giving themselves now a year. I think they'll be able to hit it.
Yeah, and like we said on the podcast last week, and Burley said this, that Microsoft is going to put so many resources and so much money into this to help Bethesda to get it ready by then. So yeah, let's hope it sticks. Yeah. I really hope it does. So, but
also, anyway, you know, less platforms.
Yeah.
That'll help.
Shot at PlayStation there, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay, but anyway, let's get to what we're going to talk about here. Starfield will let you pick your pronouns and NPCs will respond accordingly. So this is from George Yang over at IGN. So in Bethesda's upcoming RPG, Starfield players will be able to customize their characters to the fullest, including being able to select pronouns. Quote, Really excited about what the team has done with character creation here, end quote, said Bethesda creative director Todd Howard, quote, including choosing background, skills, etc. You also can pick your pronoun, he, she, they, and we've recorded all the relevant dialogue to support that choice. God, can you imagine, Carl, a game of this scale and probably the amount of characters that you might be able to choose from, how much that, you know, when it comes to the voice acting and all of the lines of dialogue, plus all of these pronouns and everything else, and with the NPCs and all, it's going to be just, it's probably taken them years to record all of this stuff.
Yeah. I mean, realistically, they already do the male, the standard male female pronouns, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you could always make that choice. So it's just like the third choice, they, right? That seems to be the only one. And I'm not an expert on any of that. I don't really know how that works. I don't really think about like speaking and not, and never saying like he or she or, you know, or him or her. I imagine there's a lot of, maybe there are a lot of moments that you do that and you know, you're, they're just, but they're adding a third thing. And, you know, I mean, I think it's fine. It's something like you want to be inclusive. That's great. There's no negative to being inclusive.
Right. Right. Yeah. So we're excited. Yeah. Starfield 11/11/22. Let's hope it sticks. Yeah. Hope it does.
I just have to say that this isn't new, right? We both played Forza Horizon 5.
Yep.
That was an option. you could pick your pronouns in Forza Horizon 5 and you can make a female character with a male voice or a male character with a female voice. Options, this isn't the first game. Forza Horizon 5 wasn't the first game to do it.
And
so
it won't be the last. Yeah.
No, it will not.
Definitely
just,
not.
This is how it's going to be, I think, from now on. Like, you have a game with a character creator. I think there's really no reason you shouldn't allow that at this point.
Right.
So put that in your game, yeah.
Yep. Okay, so you're excited about the Game Awards, yeah, and as well as myself, and of course we're going to be covering the Game Awards here on the Arena, and we're going to be giving our predictions when the nominations come out and all. So, so we got a story from GameSpot here, Nettie McCooch. The Game Awards 2021 will have 40 to 50 games, and there will be 10 or more game announcements too. Jeff Keighley says,
yeah.
So, this year's Game Awards event will not only celebrate 2021's games, but it will serve as a new news event where games will be announced and shown off. Organizer Jeff Keighley says in a new interview published on the Epic Games website that 40 to 50 games will appear at the event, quote, some way or another, end quote. And I just love how Keighley, you know, says it like that. Number of new game announcements, meanwhile, will be in the double digits. Keighley gave no indication or tease about the specific games to be shown. And of course, it'll be the new Kojima game for Xbox Watch. That'll be one of them.
You'd think, right? Yeah, how can you have a Game Awards without Kojima?
Kojima, yeah.
Right.
But he said many of them will be titles releasing in 2022 and 2023. He added that some of the games that will appear at the Game Awards will provide a better look and what the PS5 and the Xbox Series X, Series S consoles are capable of. So, what do you think, Carl? Just maybe one game or so that you think they might announce? What do you think?
Like totally new announcement. I really hope to see the next Lord of the Rings, you know, Middle Earth.
Franchise
game, because that studio has said nothing since 2017 when they, I think was the year they released Shadow of War.
Yeah.
And I love that game. I think it's fantastic. I know some people had some issues with some of the microtransaction stuff that was kind of forced into that game, but it didn't really impact the game. If you played it, you could totally ignore it all.
Yeah.
And they since took that stuff out, I know. So, I would love to see whatever that franchise, wherever it's going, whatever that studio is even working on. If it's not that, I want to see what they're doing.
Yeah. I think on the Xbox side, if we're going to see something to show what the console's capable of, maybe we might start to see some gameplay from Perfect Dark. I think they might show more of that.
Perfect Dark, yeah.
Possibly.
I think it's kind of far off. But
maybe. I don't know. And then there's another game. Oh, gosh, it doesn't come to my mind right now, but it's that game that is made by the producers of Dead Space. But it's a new IP.
Oh, yeah. The Callisto Protocol, I believe.
The Callisto Protocol. That's right.
Yes.
Maybe we'll see more of that.
I would like to see that. That would be, definitely. That'd be cool to see what that actually plays like, right?
Yeah.
I think Hellblade 2 is a lot.
Hellblade 2.
Absolutely. Yes. I think we will see that. That's not a new announcement, but that's one of the 40 to 50 games that'll be there, right?
Yeah. Well, we haven't seen anything on that. We haven't seen any gameplay or anything. So.
No gameplay. Right. But it's not a new, As far not as like new totally announced. New announced games. That's not one of those. Because that's what he's saying, right? There'll be 10 or more game announcements. He's referring to stuff we've never seen versus never the 40 to 50, which includes stuff we've already seen. So like, maybe more Gotham Knights or Hogwarts Legacy.
Yeah.
Definitely want to see Hogwarts Legacy.
Legacy is a lock. Yeah, I think.
That should be there too. Yeah. Gotham Knights, it's either like weird that we had another story trailer after seeing a lengthy gameplay trailer. But I guess maybe they didn't.
What
go
about
as
Justice
much.
League, though? Justice League, we haven't seen anything.
Suicide Squad. We haven't seen anything. And they need to show that game. I think people are going to be disappointed, to be honest. I feel like, and maybe even it's delayed because I feel like that was is going to have the Avengers effect, right? Like, this is a studio that doesn't normally work on a multiplayer game. This is a yes, you can play it single player. Same thing with Avengers, though, right? You could play it single player, but this a game that is definitely designed as multiplayer. Multiplayer. That will allow you to play single player, which means it's a multiplayer game. So anytime that's the case, you can't design a game to be both single player and multiplayer, right? It is designed as one and then allows you to do the other in some way.
Right.
Which is like, so that's what Avengers is. It's a multiplayer game, but you can play it single player. It functions,
single player, right.
Yeah. It functions as a multiplayer game in as far as like its progression and its, and even just the gameplay itself, right?
Right.
Versus like State of Decay 2 is a good example. It's a single player game and you can play it co-op with other people, but it functions as a single player game with that allows you to play it on other ways.
Yeah.
So I think that game is going to be that. And I certainly hope that it is more successful and is better in other regards as gameplay. And it probably will be because it's mostly going to be a shooter from what they're saying, from what we're seeing. Mm-hmm. And shooters are generally just like better experiences multiplayer than like brawling. Look at like what are the successful like multiplayer brawlers, right? Like or melee games. That's a tough genre to crack. Besides fighting, that's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah. How about? Of course, this game's already been announced, but it's probably been in development for about 4 years now from what they've been saying, but how about we see something from Fable?
Oh, I hope so. I would love to see that. I think Microsoft's going to show off at least two games. I think at least two. I'm going to go with at least two because I think Hellblade's the lock and I think we'll see something else and Fable would be awesome.
Yeah.
That game has been in development since 2017 for sure. What level of development? I don't know, but that was the first announcement we ever got. Before we even knew what it was, the Playground Games was working on a open world RPG, it was said at the time.
Right.
Love it.
On the PlayStation side, I wouldn't be surprised if we see something from the studio acquisitions that PlayStation have made recently. Was it?
You're talking about like Blue Point maybe or Fire Sprite? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Fire Sprite, I think it is. Yeah, we might see something from them. Maybe
Blue Point's too early because they're making on a new IP. There's no way that they have something ready.
Yeah,
As far as other Xbox things, I mean, I think it would be interesting maybe to see Contraband gameplay, whatever that is. Maybe that might be farther off. Redfall would be a smart person thing to show gameplay of. Just because, like, they only showed, you know, the CG trailer thing, and also there was that leak, and I think it is smart to, like, kind of get out of that and say, like, all right, look, let's show you what actually the game really looks like, not like this, you know, test build, you know, that making it look bad.
Yeah. And I think, like, when it comes to PlayStation, Wolverine, that's way too early. I don't think we'll see anything from that.
Yeah, that's too far. Yeah.
No. What about the other Marvel game, though?
Like Midnight Suns?
Midnight Suns, yeah. Maybe.
Who cares?
Yeah.
It's card based. Come on.
You know, they might show something on that.
They could.
I mean, it's not a new IP or anything.
Yeah. I feel like they've shown enough of that game. Like, the people who are interested in that game and that genre are already got it. Like, they're going to play it, you know, but
yeah.
I feel like that card based thing is not going to, if you show too much of that, the general audience, the casual audience is not going to be like, yes, I need that, you know. Right. So
here you go. Witcher 4.
No, never. Never.
Cyberpunk 2077 relaunching in 2023, right?
Yeah, I don't even know, like, what, like, Witcher 3, you know, Series X PS5 version, like, why would you even show? Like, you're not
gonna show. They're not gonna do that. I don't think
Nintendo, are they gonna show anything? You gonna see Breath of the Wild 2 there.
Breath of the Wild 2, we might see something. Even for PlayStation, we might see more of the Spider-Man 2. I wouldn't be surprised if they show a little more
of that. Possible, that's possible. I could see that possibility.
Like, what more of what Venom's going to look like in the game or whatnot. I don't know, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Venom, Well,
that'll be interesting. We're looking forward to that. So the Game Awards is coming quite soon. So with that, that's going to conclude the post show. So I've been your host, Xpat, along with my co-host, Turnbase Carl, and our other co-host, Burly of Burly Mean Gaming on Twitch. He should be back with us next week. So, of course, the post show and our regular episodes go up to Patreon at patreon.com/thearena_podcast for the first day in early access. And then the video version will go up to YouTube, and our audio version will go to free podcast services. So please check those out. Okay. So Carl, thank you so much, man. And we hope to catch you next week. So take care, everyone. Peace out.